Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Well, Bully Boy Barkley has his back to the wall. If his reputation precedes him, he'll probably try and kick a hole in the wall and end up with a sore foot. He's already on the back foot. In the row over nurses' pay, he's had a poor start. Why? Well, negotiating to win takes understanding the rules of the game, and he's already 2-0 down. First, take control of the timetable. He hasn't. The RCN got their act together, organised a ballot, and now the law gives them 6 months to decide when to kick off. They say it will be before Christmas. If they mean it, they've got 38 days at the worst time of the year for the NHS and the worst possible time for managers to muddle through. Barkley is on the back foot. Second, get your demand in first. The RCN have done that. Seize control of the bargaining table. Whoever goes first sets the tone. The RCN wants 17.6%. Barkley talks tough and says it's bonkers. Well, maybe it is, but he's opened himself to the next very awkward question. OK, Steve, my boy, if 17% is too much, what will you settle for? Gotcha. Barkley is on the back foot. These two basic errors have left him scrambling to catch up, and the RCN know it. Are they bothered ministers wouldn't engage with them earlier? No, it was a gift, putting them in the driving seat. Now the other unions who are consulting on strike action have no reason to ask for talks. They'll coordinate their action and bring the roof in, creating more pressure for him. He'll try and bring the warring parties together, I'm sure, around the same table. Basic error. The trick is to keep them apart, Steve. Play one off against the other. Barclay's other disadvantage is he doesn't know the business. He has no hinterland, no natural health constituency to draw on. As a former health minister, he was unpopular, ineffective, and someone really to avoid. He's no friends. He speaks about valuing staff and how important they are, but nurses are past all that plastic rhetoric. It's too late, mate. He can't talk the language of the NHS. Working shifts with no breaks back to back, inflexible rota, impossible childcare costs, student debt, canteens are the closed out of hours and shifts filled with agency staff who don't know anything is, gaps that make staffing unsafe. There may be a lot he could put on the table, but he doesn't know what's important, what it is. All he can see is 17.6%. He thinks of the dispute in terms of public polling, headlines, and the reputation and electoral success of Her Majesty's government. To settle this, he has to see the strike through the eyes of the people on strike, most of whom will be women, carers, and nothing like him. Success will only be found in a narrative that gets the RCN off the 17% step, and he has to find that narrative. What else is important to RCN members? What can he give them? He doesn't know, and no one around him really knows. The Department of Health is far too far from a district general hospital. Barkley needs to know nursing as well and in as much detail as the RCN and their members. He doesn't. He's just the umpteenth jobbing politician passing through. Barkley has tried to put himself in the driving seat. Error. That way he becomes the target and the story. He must find a negotiator, knowledgeable and trusted. Step back and let them get on with it. He's already made quite enough of a mess. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I do hope we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.